getting you home every weekday evening. 105 Drive.
And time now for that interview that I've been talking about with Francesca Martinez. If you don't know Francesca, she describes herself as a wobbly comedian. She actually has cerebral palsy, but prefers to describe herself as wobbly. She's toured internationally with sellout runs around the world, including the Melbourne Comedy Festival, the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and the prestigious Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal. She's a regular face on TV, starring in 5 series of Grange Hill and a much-loved appearance on The Frank Skinner Show. Ricky Gervais is a big supporter of her work and wrote a starring role especially for her in Extras opposite actress Kate Winslet. Basically, she's been on every television show you can think of. She is quite a remarkable woman. This Saturday, she was in Cambridge to address the delegates at the Global Scholars Symposium, which was being held at Cambridge University. She was giving the keynote speech, and when I met her, I told her that unfortunately I'd missed the speech and asked her to tell me what she'd spoken about.
Well, I was basically talking about how personal confidence is really important in achieving social change, because every human right that we've enjoyed today has been fought for by people who have focused outwards and not inwards. So I think in our culture it's very common to really focus a lot on yourself, and we kind of encouraged to obsess about trivialities like, you know, are we skinny enough? Are we beautiful enough? And as someone who's been labelled abnormal for most of her life, I really had to struggle a lot with the concept of normal and abnormal. And as a child, I felt very, very normal, very happy, very confident. And then when I got to high school, I realised, oh my goodness, the world around me views me as abnormal. And that was a real shock. And in fact, I lost all my confidence and all my self-worth very quickly. And I began to view myself, as others did, as someone who was abnormal, who was different. And my life really became about trying to be normal. That is until I realised, hang on a minute, I've never met a normal person. Where are they? And I realised they don't exist. And it also made me realise that our culture promotes this very narrow idea of what normal is. And it really breeds a deep dissatisfaction with ourselves, and it has the result of disempowering us and of stripping us of our confidence and of our happiness. And I think it's a very political issue, because if you feel disempowered, there's very little chance that you'll fight for change, or you'll demand better, or you'll even believe that you can demand better. So, to me, knowledge is power. And when I realised that actually no one's normal and that I had the power to choose how to view myself, it transformed my life. And I stopped obsessing about how I didn't fit in. And I started realising how lucky I was and focusing on all the things I did have in my life. And that freed up so much time and energy and allowed me to become much more politically active. So the key aspect of my speech was really that accepting yourself as you are is an act of civil disobedience, and being happy with who you are is a political act, because it's very, very hard to make a difference and fight for better if you're struggling internally with self-acceptance.
It's very hard to believe that you could have had those doubts, because when I look at you now, I see appears to be a very confident person, and you're a stand-up comedian, and you need to have something strong in you to do that.
Well, yeah, I I wrote a book last year all about this journey called What the Four-Star is Normal. And it was quite interesting for me to have to go back to that dark place because I'm not her anymore, and I am very confident, and part of my confidence comes from realising that life is so short and that so many of us waste so much of our precious time worrying and comparing ourselves to other people. And it's a totally negative, pointless exercise because we can only be ourselves. We can't be anyone else. So when I really kind of meditated on the fact that I was so lucky to be alive because it took us so many billions of years to get here and so many things had to happen for us to exist, that I find it like almost a duty to make the most of my life now, because I did waste those teenage years feeling bad about myself and I'll never get those back. So I'm determined to really make every day count, and I want to encourage others to really not let the dominant values in our culture make them feel negative about who they are, because it's such a widespread phenomenon. And my insecurities had nothing to do with being disabled and everything to do with living in a world which promotes this self-loathing. So I think it's really important to fight back against it and to not buy into the toxic values. And even though they're very ubiquitous, the truth is you don't have to buy into them. You can liberate yourself. So I feel liberated internally because I no longer view myself as society encourages me to. And I think everybody can free themselves from that negative pressure as well.
And can you use comedy to make that point?
Yeah, well, my latest show is all about this these ideas, and obviously it's funny and it looks at normality. I remember asking a guy once, I said, what does normal mean to you? And he said, normal is a cycle on a washing machine. And I thought that was perfect. And it showed the absurdity of this idea of normality, because we're all different. And yet so many of us are kind of striving to be something we're not.
But do you ever want to just leave that discussion behind and just concentrate on other things? Or do you think, because you've got cerebral palsy, you will always have to be discussing that?
Well, my show is about cerebral palsy at all. It's about life and about being human. So I don't see it as a kind of restrictive issue or subject. I'm like any other comic. I talk about my life and my views, and this my shows are that. And I also think comedy is really great for talking about issues that perhaps are taboo or feared, because if you can make something funny, it kind of dissipates tension. So I think you can actually say really important things through comedy.
And what about this gig here today? It's a little bit different to what you're used to. You're used to performing in front of a group of people who've come to see you to make them laugh. This was a group of Gates scholars. How did that feel?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I love doing different events. The expectation's different. You don't have to be funny every single sentence, which is quite a nice change. You can be interesting as well. And I really enjoy talking today, and I think young people have so many pressures on them at the moment that they're a really interesting age group to talk to. So it was a great event, and the questions were really good, and we had a Q&A afterwards, and it was really kind of great to get a sense of, you know, what issues were important to them as well.
And would you like to do more of this kind of thing?
Well, I'm really lucky in my life that I do a whole range of events. I do just stuff like this. I do conferences. I do book festivals, after dinner stuff. I mean, you name it, I do it. And like, I never wanted a proper job, and this is brilliant because it's different all the time. No 2 days are the same, and basically I get paid to talk, which is just great.
And what are the plans for the future, the rest of this year?
Well, I'd really like to write another book, so that's on my horizon. And continue to tour as well, and also I'm involved in political activism on against austerity and also climate change. I organised a big event recently with Naomi Klein on climate change and on using climate change as a way of creating a better world instead of viewing it as an overwhelming, scary issue. And I really like her positive framing of saying, you know, let's use this thing that's happening right now to actually create a more equal, sustainable society, and one that is better than now, rather than viewing it as we've got to go back to something less attractive. And I think that's really important, and we need to start thinking about how we can structure society in a way that doesn't destroy the conditions of life that we all depend on.
Thank you, Francesca. Good luck with all that. That was Francesca Martinez. She was off to prepare for her gig the following evening, so Sunday evening that would be at the Junction. You may have been there, you may have seen her at the Junction. If you missed her and you'd like to catch her, she is on tour at the moment. You can find out all that those details from her website, francescamartinez.com, Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z.com. She's quite a remarkable person. It was a privilege to meet her.